Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaska Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Hello, I'm Dr. David DeRose. Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Today, we've got a really exciting show for you, packed with a lot of information, a lot of great resources for you. And to help us on this very important topic is Dr. Tim Arnott. Tim, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tim, you and I have had the privilege of doing a number of radio shows over the years. Before even American Indian Living and then American Indian and Alaska Native Living even existed, you and I had the privilege of doing programming when we were working together in Oklahoma. But recently, I featured you on the show. You were sharing that amazing story of your escape from the Paradise Fire. If folks haven't caught that, they'll enjoy listening to that story in the archives. But as I was preparing that show, I started looking at your website and I said, wow, Dr. Arnott just has a wealth of material that could really be a great help to our listening audience. And when I was letting you know about the airing of that show that we recently recorded, I said, Tim, any way we could feature you, some of the work you're doing, and especially these great resources you have on your website. And you were so gracious to consent to do this interview. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So since we're talking about a website, it seems like the appropriate place to start is to tell us how we get to the website.
Well, it's very simple. It's just drnewstart.com. So like drnewstart.com.
Okay. Now, some of my listeners, when they hear new start, they're saying, you know, I think I've heard this before. Where did this name Dr. New Start come from?
Well, New Start is an acronym for what some people call the eight natural doctors, eight natural remedies. If you want to have optimal health, a New Start can actually help you on that journey. And it stands for, N stands for nutrition, plant-based nutrition. Today, I believe the terminology is whole food plant-based. So that's the N. Nutrition. E stands for exercise, and that would probably include both aerobic exercise and maybe even some strength training. W is for water, so drinking, you know, good amounts of water a day. If you take half your weight and turn that into ounces, that's about the number of ounces you probably would want to drink per day, unless you have kidney disease or heart failure, then you probably want to let your doctor decide how much water you drink. But also, water can be used for other purposes, external to the body. And perhaps we can talk later about that. So S would be sunlight. And there's been a lot of focus on vitamin D deficiency lately and the need to boost our vitamin D levels. Best to do that naturally, but sometimes we do have to take a supplement. T is for temperance. And the original word was abstemiousness, which I believe means to abstain from things that are harmful and use good things in moderation. And then A would be for fresh air, and R for rest, and T for trust in divine power.
So I've heard of these things referred to as the eight doctors or eight laws of health. You and I have both had connections with an institute called Weimar Institute in Northern California, and they've actually trademarked that New Start name. But Dr. New Start is someone who really has embraced this eightfold message of holistic healing. At least that's what I'm reading into the name. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it could include let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food, but it's not just about food. There's actually eight doctors or remedies that will work for you if you want optimal health.
So DR New Start, no period or anything. If I just put DR New Start, is it a .com?
Correct. Yeah, just DRNEWSTART.com. That should get you there.
So you've given us a great background for finding the website. Now, the next question becomes, well, why would anyone want to find the website? They may like the philosophy, but what am I going to find if I go to drnewstart.com?
Well, you know, I have been interested in lifestyle medicine, preventive medicine for most of my career. And so I've had some wonderful opportunities during that time. You know, I've been able to work at a lifestyle center, as you mentioned earlier, Lifestyle Center of America for about 6 years. And when I first arrived there, the physicians there and one other physician were completing a textbook of lifestyle medicine called Proof Positive. And that was a tremendous resource. If you haven't read that book, Proof Positive by Neil Nedley, edited by Dr. David DeRose, you really should find that book and read it, because it actually takes that acronym, those eight natural doctors, and it provides the science that supports those remedies. And so it's a very powerful book, and it really gives you a huge background. But I was exposed to that book, you know, basically as early on in its production. Basically, as soon as it was released, I was able to participate in learning from it. And so those kinds of resources have come across my path through this journey, and I wanted to make them available, you know, to the general public. All of the wonderful, you know, healing remedies and tools and resources that have come across my path, I wanted to make them easily available to anyone. And so I've tried to put on this website the very best information I possibly can for those who want physical healing. But not only that, but, you know, we can probably extend our life at most to about 120 years if you get started early. But honestly, in the scheme of things, in the scheme of eternity, 120 years is a very short period of time. And so for those who believe that the great creator has more in mind for us than just 120 years, but actually eternity with him, there are resources on this website that will introduce you to how you can grasp the eternal life that God offers his kids.
So, Tim, this is a broad scope for a website, especially coming from a physician. And I think we're very interested in many of my listeners. I know they're interested in the whole range of things. Some may be just interested in the things that focus more on physical health from a natural health perspective. And why don't we start there? Because when I was looking through that website, really for the first time, and as long as, you know, I've known you, for some reason that website was just not on my radar screen. I just said, wow, Dr. Arnott has just pulled together an amazing set of things. Now, some folks may not know you personally. They may know you from this radio show. They may know you from other things you've done with the media. But you're also the author of a popular book. It's a short, succinct booklet that talks about lifestyle. Can you just mention that? Because I'm sure that must play into this equation as far as health resources somehow.
Well, certainly. You know, honestly, we often say it's really about the message. And, you know, the Creator has given me the opportunity to share the eight natural doctors and some of the tools that will help you in those different areas in a book. called Dr. Arnott's 24 Realistic Ways to Improve Your Health. And it's, you know, it's only going to cost you less than $5. Probably can read it in a half hour, 45 minutes, but it'll give you things that you can do today that will boost your health. I had a gentleman walk into my office here in Denver, and he read the book a number of years ago. His father had prostate cancer, and he read in the book that if he ate 3 Brazil nuts every day, he would get his daily allowance of selenium. And it turns out that individuals who have the highest selenium levels and glutathione levels actually have lower risk of prostate cancer. And, you know, so far, so good for him. He's taking his 3 Brazil nuts every day. Well, you know, I'm not even taking 3 Brazil nuts every day, even though I wrote that in that book. Now, we've been in transition for a long time. I used to be pretty faithful with that, but it reminded me maybe I need to read my own book and follow some of those recommendations myself. But it's things like that. It's just small things that you can do every day that can really boost your, you know, improve your health.
Yeah, this is exciting. Talking about these simple things that we can do that can really make a big difference. And Tim, I know you've got a number of these things that we want to talk about on today's show, as well as introducing people to some specific things they can find on the website. But as we're on that topic, maybe just give us a few other glimpses of things in your book. And again, it was Dr. Arnott's 24 Realistic Ways to Improve Your Health. Have I got
that's
that?
That's correct. Wow, that's very good. I didn't choose that title, by the way. The publisher did. But it does tell you that this is a practical book. Mm-hmm. It's things that you can do. So other things, you know, I mean, we talk about ground flaxseed, how important that is for, you know, the omega-3 fats that are essential, which means you can't make them, you have to eat them if you're going to get the benefits. And flaxseed is one of the richest sources of omega-3 for the whole food plant-based individual. You can certainly get omega-3s from fish, but interestingly enough, fish don't make omega-3 either. They have to eat it just like we do. And probably the source that, you know, is perhaps the best overall is dark green leafy vegetables. And, you know, honestly, we need to eat more of those. But a concentrated source is the flax, English walnuts, chia seeds have some as well, green soybeans. So these are the kind of foods you want to be getting every day, at least some of them. But most people recommend a couple of tablespoons of ground flaxseed every day. You want to keep that in the fridge because it is a product that can oxidize if left out at room temperature. But those omega-3s will help reduce inflammation. They will help platelets not stick together. They will perhaps even, you know, bring some improvements to your lipid panel, may even help with your weight control. And of course, they're very important for the development of the human brain. So if you're a pregnant mom, or if you're, you know, you're thinking about having a pregnancy, during the pregnancy, during the breastfeeding, it's very important to have a diet rich in these omega-3 fats.
This is just great stuff, Dr. Arnott. A lot of practical things. We've got a lot more coming up in today's show. If you want more information and, well, you say, hey, this is great to hear it, but I want to dig in and get deeper into this, you want to go to the website drnewstart.com. Just simply Dr. Newstart, drnewstart.com. That's Dr. Tim Arnott's website. But you don't have to wait till you can jump online. If you're driving, if you're walking, getting some exercise right now, listening to this show, you can actually learn a lot more just by staying by. We'll be right back right after this.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We're talking with Dr. Tim Arnott. He's especially focusing on practical lifestyle changes that you can make, that can make a difference as far as your health. And he's actually pointing you to a whole set of free resources. They're found on his website, drnewstart.com. That's drnewstart.com. Tim, you've been walking us through some practical strategies that we can do. And I know one of the things that often comes up in Indian country, and in fact, in any audience that I'm speaking about health to, is the topic of physical activity. You mentioned that in New Start, it's the E for exercise or being physically active. Just how important is that in the grand scheme of things?
Well, you know, we hear that. Well, actually, a lot of people think exercise is the number one thing for optimal health. I actually think diet is probably the most important thing. But having said that, a lot of people don't give exercise the full importance that it really needs to be given. So I really think it's both. You know, if you eat well, but you don't exercise, your cardiovascular system is going to deteriorate. It's not going to be robust. And I think it's also important, you know, not just to do aerobic exercises like brisk walking, cycling, swimming, but also to do weight training and to keep the muscles, you know, strong. Because, you know, as we get older, disability becomes a real issue or can become a real issue. And so I think oftentimes we're not giving the weight training, the strength training enough emphasis. Now in the book, we discuss something called intermittent training or interval training, where you actually give your body a break, a little bit of a break during the exercise session. So if you're, you know, walking briskly for a minute to maybe 3 minutes, then you might slow down and stroll for a minute or so. Or if you're jogging, you might slow down to a brisk walk. So, you know, you're moving back and forth between higher exertion and lower exertion. And what that does is it helps the muscle to continue burning oxygen or using oxygen rather than moving into anaerobic metabolism, building up lactic acid, which interferes with fat burn. It interferes with the benefits of exercise. So it, you know, we have a tendency to overdo it when we exercise. And, you know, it's kind of an all or none. Either you're not exercising, you're over-exercising. And intermittent training just helps, you know, moderate that tendency to excess. And it actually improves the benefits. A lot of people are exercising to lose, you know, fat from the body. And you actually are more likely to accomplish that if your exercises are in the moderate zone rather than the vigorous zone. And doing the intermittent training will help to keep that fat burn moving at a great pace. But the book has a chapter that discusses this in more detail.
Now, this is just a powerful message. And again, in addition to Dr. Arnott's website, we're speaking about his small book, Dr. Arnott's 24 Realistic Ways to Improve Your Health. Am I still retaining that?
That's correct.
Okay. But I appreciate you mentioning the intermittent training, because those of you who've been with us from the top of the hour realize, Dr. Arnott and I had the privilege of working together in Oklahoma for a number of years. And that's really where my roots to working with health concerns in Indian country date to. Had the privilege there. Just what Dr. Arnott is illustrating, we actually did research at that very center showing what Dr. Arnott has just articulated. And that is when we took people from our community and we had them randomized, you know, an actual controlled study, some of them doing this intermittent or interval training and others just doing regular continuous exercise. We found those that were doing that intermittent training, even when they exercised the same amount of time, their exercise session, the length was the same. Those doing the intermittent training lost significantly more weight, and they lost a significant amount of body fat, where those doing the continuous exercise did not. So, Tim, I appreciate you reminding me of that really exciting work that Dr. Harold Meyer really headed up there at the Lifestyle Center of America some years ago. But coming back now to the website, because I'd like you just to give people a tour. I mean, I know this is much more amenable to something on video. And some of my listeners know, probably for the last year or two, we sometimes release bonus video content that goes along with the show. We're probably going to do that with some segments of this broadcast, but because it's a radio show, we do want you to simply explain to a person who's not sitting in front of a video how they can, well, jump on your website and really what they can access there. Give us an overview.
Well, the website is designed to help individuals, you know, primarily who want to reverse or put in remission or at least bring under tight control their diabetes. If individuals have coronary artery disease and they've never heard that that's a potentially reversible condition, this is a website that can help you. If prevention of cancer is something that you're, you know, interested in, very important resources along those lines. Like I said earlier in the show, you know, I've come across some incredible resources in lifestyle medicine that different individuals have put together. And I just wanted to make these available to individuals in one location. And so that's what I've really tried to do. So, you know, as you walk across the website, you'll see these tabs. The first one, of course, is information about myself. And so you can get to know, you know, who I am and a little bit of my history. You can see a picture of my family there. And there's another tab that talks about how to get in touch with me. If you want to, you know, see me as a patient, it'll take you to our Rocky Mountain Lifestyle Center website. But moving on, we move to the tab handouts. And those are handouts that some of them that I have made. They're handouts that others have put together. And they're just tremendous resources. I think of one by Dr. John McDougall. He has this concept of green light, yellow light, and red light foods. And he's put together just an incredible handout explaining what foods are green light, what foods are yellow light, and what foods are red light. And it's so practical. It's so colorful. And he's put it on his website for free. And so I've just provided a link to that that handout. And it's tremendous information that you can quickly understand what an optimal diet looks like. I've put together some handouts. Like, for example, one is entitled Reverse Diabetes. And, you know, a lot of people shy away from a plant diet because of all the carbohydrates. And they're told by their doctor or by their dietitian, you got to cut back on those carbs. They're raising your sugar. And so we see this tug of war between the high protein, higher fat, high vegetable diet, keto diet, and plant-based diet. And frankly, one thing that I've discovered is that not all plants are created equal. And if you have diabetes or insulin resistance, and you know close to 70% of the country are in that category, you've got to find food that doesn't raise your blood sugar very excessively, but also food that has antioxidants that can protect your body from the free radical exhaust that your cells are producing so you don't age rapidly. And you won't get that on a keto diet. The keto diet is food that largely does not have antioxidant protection. And so while your weight might be going down, your body is aging rapidly and your arteries are filling up with cholesterol. I see this in my patients who come to me on a keto diet. Their cholesterol is always shooting up and their arteries are filling up with plaque. They're losing weight, but that's a scary way to lose weight. But on the other hand, you know, if you go on just any plant diet, you know, and eating any kind of plants out that are out there, you can also be shooting your sugar up and your hemoglobin A1C is going up and your doctor's getting concerned. So what I thought, you know, maybe there are plant foods out there that the creator has provided for individuals who have diabetes or who are at risk.
We need to talk more about this, Dr. Arnott, but we do have to step away just briefly because our time in this segment is rapidly slipping away. Dr. Tim Arnott, he's got more insights into diabetes as well as other chronic diseases, lifestyle diseases. You don't want to miss what's coming up in our next segment. Stay tuned.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
You are back with the second half of today's edition of the broadcast. I'm Dr. David DeRose. With me, Dr. Tim Arnott. He's sharing with us practical insights into lifestyle medicine, things that you can find on his website, drnewstart.com. That's simply drnewstart.com. Tim, you are a practicing physician. You are based currently in the Denver, Colorado area. If someone is trying to track you down, they say, hey, wow, I'm, you know, right in Denver, just outside. Is there an easy way to do that?
Yeah, just type in Porter Hospital. I'm right across the street.
Okay, right across the street from Porter Hospital.
Yeah, you can Google that on any computer. And as soon as you find Porter Adventist Hospital, I'm right across the street.
Great, great. So we are especially focused, though, on things that can help people, even if they can't get to Denver, Colorado. You've got a website full of great material. We were speaking about diabetes and how, a lot of people have shied away from some of the healthy foods that can really help their overall system when they have diabetes or even if they don't. And then you were starting to mention, Dr. Arnott, that, well, some of those plant foods that are healthy for someone without diabetes still can be a problem when it comes to blood sugar. Tell us where you were going with that.
So where I was going with that is, you know, I thought there must be some plant foods out there that don't raise your blood sugar nearly as much. And perhaps these plant foods could become the medicine for diabetes and prediabetes. So I went on a search. And, you know, I knew about the concept of glycemic index, which basically researchers take individuals, healthy individuals, and they feed them different foods and they check their blood sugar before they eat the food and after they eat the food, and they measure how much the food raised the blood sugar. And they compare that with how much the blood sugar goes up when they eat glucose, which is blood sugar. And so they, of course, that raises it maximally or nearly maximally. There's some foods that actually have a higher glycemic index than glucose, but they set that food glucose at 100 because it, you know, it raises blood sugar very much. And then they compare that with other foods. And what I discovered was that there are foods that have a glycemic index of 40 or less on a 100 scale. And these seem to be the very best for those who want to get the benefits of the antioxidants and the fiber and the phytochemicals that the plants provide, but also not have their sugar going through the roof. And so I put together a handout that lists and pictures these foods. So they're in the bean category, the grain category, the fruit category, vegetable category, nut category, tropical fruit category. And I think the two that are most important are the whole grains and the fruits, because those are the ones that seem to get people into trouble. It's not the nuts, it's really not the vegetables, it's not beans so much, but those grains and fruits. So you can quickly examine what grains and what fruits raise your blood sugar the least. And those can become your medicine for diabetes. And because, you know, two-thirds of your hemoglobin A1C, which is the three-month test that tells you how your blood sugar is doing, two-thirds of that value comes from the post-meal blood sugar rise. And so if you can get the post-meal blood sugar down, you know, significantly, you could cut your A1C dramatically. And of course, the other thing you can do is walk after you eat for 30 minutes or so. And that could be a tremendous benefit to lowering your A1C. But these foods actually are just fabulous because your risk of other conditions can improve if you get your blood sugar down, because that brings your insulin level down, and that can help lower your risk of cancer, can help lower your cholesterol level, because, you know, high insulin levels push the liver to make more cholesterol. So you can be on a plant-based diet and have high cholesterol because you have so much insulin floating around because you're eating so many high glycemic foods. So eating low glycemic foods are just powerful. And so there's another handout, reversing heart disease.
So let's just stop right there with this glycemic index and the resource that you've got. Help someone know where they can find this, because I think Tim made it very clear that if we can keep our blood sugar from rising excessively after a meal, if we can pay attention to the so-called glycemic index, keep those sugars down, it's going to be beneficial whether I've got diabetes or not. So is there a specific name for this handout, or where do I find it specifically on the drneustart.com webpage?
Right. So if you go to the drneustart.com, and then you'll look up at the top and you'll see these different tabs. And one of them is handouts. So you click on handouts and you scroll down, and it's close to the top of that page. You'll see reverse diabetes. That is the handout. And there's actually two of them. There's a long form and there's a short form. The long form has some scientific information, some slides that just talk about how different foods raise blood sugar. And you can see the comparison between the grains, the breads, and the beans, for example, and how the beans are very much better at keeping the sugar down than, for example, the grains, bread, specifically flour, shall we say, which is another important point, is if you're eating breads, you really want to eat sprouted breads. These sprouted breads are 40 or less on a glycemic scale, whereas regular bread is going to be, you know, probably in the 60-70 range. So, you know, that there will also be pictures of some of these key foods that are low glycemic. And, you know, the grains, there's only three grains that are low glycemic. Barley is the best. So if we could switch from brown rice to barley. Whole barley is even better than pearled, but pearled is low as well, low glycemic. And then rye and wheat, those are the three. Barley, rye, and wheat are the three low glycemic grains. So then there's a more brief handout. It just has the lists of the low glycemic foods. So if you want to just, you know, really zero in on those foods quickly, or maybe print it off for later reference, so that would be the handout.
Great. I mean, great stuff. So I know, in addition to focusing on diabetes, you've highlighted a number of other conditions in these practical handouts on your website, Dr. Arnott. I think one that's probably on a lot of people's minds, I know throughout Indian country, and in fact, well, I don't know of a demographic group that seems to be immune, so to speak, to cardiovascular disease, heart disease in many places in the world and many segments of the population, still the leading killer. But if we talk about diabetes, if we talk about high blood pressure, if we talk about carrying excess weight, a number of other risk factors for heart disease, you've got some practical material there on the website as well. Help us understand what we could learn in that category of resources from the DrNewstart.com website?
Well, one of the conditions that you mentioned during the break is gout. Mm-hmm. And I know I was in Guam for a couple of years, and gout is a huge problem in Guam, and it may also be in Indian country and among the Alaskan natives, because, you know, I learned something fascinating from a Dr. Michael Greger. And he has a fascinating book, How Not to Die. And if you've not read that book, you know, there's a tab on my website called Books. If you click on there and scroll down, you will see his book, How Not to Die. You can click on there. I'm not selling anything on my website, but the website will take you to where you can quickly buy a copy of these different books. And that book explains some of the conditions that people are suffering from in ways that I've never come across before, even in medical school. For example, kidney failure, incredible explanation of kidneys and how they work and how the different foods affect them either adversely or positively. And the same is true with gout. And the explanation that really helped me was when you eat certain foods, for example, when you eat the beef, the pork, the fish, the chicken, these foods are very acid forming, and they bring a tremendous amount of excess acid into the body. And it turns out when your body is full of these excess acids, you can't get rid of uric acid. And so uric acid starts to build up in your tissues, and it builds up to the point where it can form crystals in your joints. And then you get gout, you get the severe pain and redness and swelling. And all you have to do to fix gout is to get rid of the foods that are creating all this excess acid. And in just a couple of weeks, your gout problem will start to reverse and diminish dramatically. And it also explains why a lot of people who eat, you know, who are on a standard, you know, American or standard Native American or standard Alaskan Native diet can't tolerate beans, for example. You know, they come, you know, that was the way it was in Guam. They'd say, well, I can't eat beans, it flares my gout. Well, the reason is that they haven't gotten rid of their acid forming diet. And so when they, you know, eat a high protein food from the plant kingdom and they have all this excess acid in their body, yeah, it just contributes, you know, more of the acid buildup. And so it flares their gout. But if they would wash out all of that excess acid by switching to a plant-based diet, then they can easily tolerate beans.
These are such powerful messages, Dr. Arnott. And we are interested in really learning more, not only from this interview, but also learning more from your website, drnewstart.com. We do have to step away just briefly one more time. Dr. Tim Arnott, based in Denver, Colorado, he's sharing with us practical things that can make a difference in your lifestyle. Some really important messages in our final segment. You want to stay by for that. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We'll be back with more following these important messages.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse, and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaskan Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Dr. David DeRose back for our final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Dr. Tim Arnott has stayed by, and I'm glad you have too. The very fact that you're listening to my voice means that you are perhaps as interested as I am in what Dr. Arnott will be sharing in our final segment. Tim, we stepped away while we were talking about the subject of gout. Huge problems, got all kinds of connections, not just with arthritis. There's connections with uric acid and kidney stones. We'll talk in a little bit, hopefully, about connections between uric acid and things that feed it, if you will, and heart disease. But Tim, specifically, what can I find on the drnewstart.com website that will help me if I'm dealing with gout?
So if you're dealing with gout, you want to know what foods are contributing to it and promoting it, and what foods are going to walk you away from it. And there's a handout on the website under the tab handouts, and it's about halfway down, maybe 2/3 of the way down the page, and you'll find low purine foods. So foods that will help you reverse or put gout into remission. And so it actually color codes them. The foods that are color coded green are low in purines. They will not promote gout. And then there's the other foods, of course, that are in red are going to be those that bring the purines in excessively and contribute to the buildup of uric acid crystals and the increased risk of gout. And then there's the highest purine foods, the medium purine foods, and the lowest. And the ones that you want to be moving toward are the low purine foods, which are largely whole food plant-based, because the plant foods are, they create an alkaline environment in the blood, not an acidic environment. And that's what we're made for.
Tim, we had kind of started on this journey that brought us into gout and uric acid when we, began on a trajectory of speaking about heart disease. Why do we see often this connection between gout and risk factors for heart disease? Do we have any insight into that?
Well, the foods that create heart disease are the same foods that create excess acid in the blood and make it difficult to get rid of uric acid, so that gout becomes a problem. So, one of the beauties of lifestyle medicine is you don't need a different diet for every condition. if you eat a whole food plant-based diet, particularly if it's low glycemic, that's the state of the art for whatever you're dealing with, whether it's diabetes or coronary disease or gout or osteoarthritis or lupus or, you know, whatever condition, chronic condition you're dealing with, a low glycemic whole food plant-based diet is state of the art. And if, for example, if you have coronary artery disease, you're going to probably not learn from your physician that's potentially reversible. And, you know, that's really important information because it's the number one cause of death in this country. And I believe it's one out of every two people will succumb to coronary artery disease. So it's a, you know, it's like 90% of people with diabetes will die of coronary artery disease. So it's a huge condition that needs real remedies, real solid treatments, not just bypasses and stents, but getting at the root cause of the disease. And so if you're interested in learning more about that, there are some excellent resources. There is a handout, for example, it's taken right out of Caldwell Esselstyn's book called Simple Steps. And it's essentially his chapter on what you need to do to reverse coronary disease. And that's right there. All you got to do is pull it up and read it or print it off, send it to someone you love. Powerful information on the media tab. I do a lecture called Esselstyn Vegan. Now, I know that's not the favorite word for plant-based diets anymore, but it's basically a lecture that details Dr. Esselstyn's work and what he actually recommends for the reversal of coronary disease. And he's probably the world expert on reversing coronary disease, along with Dean Ornish. And you know, these are incredible resources, very simple, but very powerful. And I've got another handout that details the antioxidant content of plant foods. And you can see which plants have the most antioxidants among the beans, the grains, the fruits, the nuts, the vegetables. And it's really about protecting yourself with antioxidants. Every meal is an opportunity to fill your blood with pigments from the plants.
These are great messages, Tim. I so appreciate your putting these things in a very practical context, whether we're talking about diabetes, whether we're talking about gout, whether we're talking about heart disease prevention. And your website, I mean, goes far beyond talking about some of these relatively common conditions. As you mentioned earlier, you've got information on how to prevent cancer. You've got things that deal with the spiritual dimension if people are trying to connect deeper with their creator. If you were to just expand the dialogue in these closing minutes that we've got, what would you want people to know they could find at drneustart.com?
Well, if you have a condition that you've been struggling with, like diabetes, like coronary heart disease, like gout, like osteoarthritis, if you're struggling with your weight, if you've got a really difficult, you know, autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or you know, any number of chronic conditions, there's hope. There is hope in the Creator's eight doctors. And to make it practical, this website has put together some of the very best information that is out there. And most of it, I'm not you know, the author of it, but I have simply put it in one place so that you can easily, you know, benefit from these different resources. So it's the best information that I've come across, and I'm just putting it out there. And in the spiritual dimension, you know, under the media tab down at the bottom, you'll find presentations by individuals who the Creator has brought across my path to help me connect with Him. And one of these gentlemen is is the name of Lee Vinden, and he has 13 talks on this website that you can connect to. And I would highly recommend listening to those 13 talks. It will change your life forever.
Wow. So just a wealth of material. It's all at drnewstart.com. Tim, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I really didn't know about this website, even though you and I have known each other for years. I'm glad you pointed me in the direction several months ago. And yet I really haven't fathomed the depths of all that you've got there. I so appreciate you pulling all these things together. And you mentioned earlier in the show too, if someone says, hey, I'm looking for something, I need some extra counsel, maybe I'd even like to stop in and see Dr. Arnott, there's information on that website where people can get a hold of you too. Is that correct?
That's correct. And there's a little tab down in the right lower corner of each page where you can just click and send me an email.
Okay. And do you make that same promise that I do? I tell people I've never failed to return a phone call or a text or a message. And I usually pause and say, provided you're persistent. You know, if you sent me six and I haven't responded yet, you've not been persistent enough.
Yeah,
you
have I a think that's probably a fair statement. Yeah.
Okay. I know a lot of us are running in a lot of directions, but I also know your heart, Dr. Arnott, you're someone who wants to help people and give them the practical help they need. Any final remarks if someone's saying, wow, why do I need to go to another website? Anything where you would say, you know, you really got to check this out. What's the big selling point for a listener who says, hey, there's all kinds of information out there. Why should I listen to that?
Well, honestly, I really do believe that God has given me a passion for lifestyle medicine. And because of that, he has introduced me to resources through my journey that he believes are valuable. And so I've just decided to make those available to people. So you're really not discovering what I think is so great, but what God's providence has brought into my life and across my path. So, you know, I would just say taste and see if it's good material. And that's really what, you know, that's what I would say. If you have doubts, check it out. It's not fluff. This is very, very serious information that I've spent hours and hours putting together.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Arnott, not only for joining me today, but for putting these resources together and putting it out there freely for people. Thanks so very much.
My pleasure.
And thank you, each of my listeners, for tuning in to today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. As always, I'm Dr. David DeRose wishing you the very best of health.
This is Life Talk Radio.